This community update was brought to you by U Radio. On Wednesday, February 19th and Thursday, February 20th, residents of Winnipeg's Transcona suburb expressed their opinions at an open house for the proposed design of a new recreation center. In 2021, input from the community was used to determine the need, design, and potential amenities. Paul Skotnik, an investment planner with the City of Winnipeg, says one of the most enthusiastic responses was for the proposed aquatic center, which would be Winnipeg's first indoor public pool in over 40 years.
Yeah, it's a combination of that really value-added feedback from the community in terms of needing a new amenity, but also our infrastructure is aging. A lot of the indoor facilities, especially, for example, Transcona Indoor Pool, is reaching the end of its useful life, and we've developed a strategy called the Winnipeg Recreation Strategy that talks about replacing and redeveloping new facilities as they reach sort of the end of their term, which is kind of what we're at right now. So, yeah, a combination of really good feedback from the community and timing in terms of ideally producing something, I guess, down the line.
Named East of the Red Recplex, this sprawling 100,000-square-foot facility is set to transform the northwest corner of Transcona Boulevard and Plessis Road, right beside the Transcona Library. The design features a zero-grade entry, indoor skate park, a state-of-the-art gymnasium, and the proposed aquatic center. Due to community feedback, a childcare center has also been included in the plans.
In our last round of public engagement in 2021, the community said there's definitely a need, which makes sense. So based on that feedback, we looked at the opportunity to develop that space, which is roughly about 6,800 square feet, and could accommodate about 74 patrons and children. So yeah, obviously there's a need and it's a good fit in terms of co-locating the facility and having those opportunities with parents and folks who could be using it.
Both days at the open house were buzzing with activity. The parking lot was jam-packed and a steady stream of residents keen to learn more flowed in and out of the Transcona Library. Transcona resident Marlene is incredibly excited about this news.
Oh yeah, first indoor pool for more than 40 years. Yeah, so that'll be good because we've lived in Transcona for over 50 some years, and we've really had very little recreational space in Transcona. You know, even today, and what's here is old already, like the Transcona Kinsman Pool and that, they're all old.
Ollie McLean, another resident of the community, agrees that a new recreation center is long overdue.
I think it's an amazing idea. It's been well needed in this area. We've waited a long time to have something like this, and we actually travel across town to Leela Avenue for the Wellness Center. And so we were super excited when we heard this was coming, but the start date is so long away. We're feeling like it's going to be a long wait.
It was maybe like next year or the year after, but it's not for 5 years.
Although many of those who attended the open house were excited and eager for the facility, some remain hesitant about what can all be promised. Sue, another resident of Transcona, wants to know what can be done to ensure this new center will be built.
My concern is, where's the money going to come from? Because I'm afraid once they establish the budget and it goes to City Council, it'll be cut that, cut that, cut that, and all we'll have left is a pool. This is an awesome plan. This is awesome for Transcona, and it should happen. But I don't know where the money's going to come from.
Skotnik says the next steps for the East of the Red Recplex is to finalize the preliminary design with a report to Winnipeg City Council with a Class 3 cost estimate.
So that'll be cost with information on potential next steps. And then from there, council can make some decisions in terms of potential funding opportunities and considerations. In addition to that, council's also earmarked in future budgets $17 million over the next couple of years, still subject to approval each year. So that's a significant commitment on the part of council. But really, that'd be sort of the direction we'd be waiting for in terms of next steps. It could involve potentially engaging other levels of government for funding to pay for the facility.
A rough estimate of a facility at this size is in the ballpark of $89 million. Skotnik adds that they are not looking at reducing or scaling back in any way, with the aquatic components and track in the gym receiving strong support in previous and recent engagement rounds. After City Council reviews and approves funding, a detailed design will then be completed with an anticipated construction date of 2028 to 2030. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.